Welcome to WRTI's Classical Stream, made possible by contributions from listeners like you. Learn more at WRTI.org.
Guitarist David Russell.
We have a wonderful guest today, David Russell. Welcome to Crossover. David is a fantastic guitarist, and we spoke some years back, but David, you've come out with a new album, haven't you? Sonidos Latinos?
That's right, yes.
Now, you don't have a Spanish accent, and you don't speak like an American. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Scotland.
Yeah.
I grew up in Spain. But, of course, I've got a Scottish accent when I speak.
Yes. How do you still keep that accent? Because you grew up as a little boy there, and you live there now in Spain, and you have streets and avenues named after you, and you've been adopted by your town. It's just really quite incredible. Your story is amazing. How did you start with Spanish music, Spanish guitar?
Well, at home, my father is an amateur guitarist, and so really we heard music as children, you know, my brothers and I, but I just love playing the guitar from the age of zero, I think. And so that's really the main reason why I play guitar now.
Now, your father is, or is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive and kicking.
And his
he's
name
86.
Is?
He's 86. He's called William Russell, and he's a painter.
Uh-huh.
And in Menorca, where I lived a long time, he used to be really well known. And a couple of years ago, he had an exhibition. And in the newspaper, they put down, son of the famous guitarist. He was very upset.
I think he should be very proud, actually.
Well, of course he is. I mean, he jokingly gave me a hard time.
Oh, God. Isn't that amazing? Well, the whole thing of settling in Spain is also rather interesting, but you did go to the Royal Academy of Music in London, didn't you? You studied there.
Yeah, well, when I lived in Spain in the, like, through the 60s and things, at that time, it wasn't that easy for foreigners to study in the Spanish system of conservatorios, the music system. And we had some friends that were musicians, and they advised my parents to pack me off to London. So I went to London, and I'm glad I went there because it's a fabulous city and a great place to learn music.
Yes. Do you spend any time out of Spain? I mean, other than when you're touring or something?
Well, yeah, because I tour about 9 months of the year. Ah. So I spend more time away from home than at home. But now I've just taken on a thing in London, so I'm kind of part of the faculty, although I'll go there twice a year at the Royal Academy. It's kind of nice to go back to where I studied. And so.
Well, I have a question. I had just interviewed Manuel Barueco, and I had asked him, is there a Spanish guitar style? And, of course, he gave me a rather vague answer, as I guess most guitarists do, but there's a lot of Spanish music. But is there a specific style of playing?
I don't think so. You know, I think our instrument is doesn't have a standard school. Most soloists basically have made their way up on their own, kind of like, well, with help from teachers, etc., but fighting through. So there was, during the time of Andrés Segovia, you could have called his style the Spanish style.
I see.
But it wasn't so much the Spanish style as specifically one soloist. And in Spain, I mean, there are hundreds of really, really good young guitarists there. But it's pretty international, our style, if you like. It's not specifically Spanish, I think.
I mean, the technique is all pretty much the same for classical guitar, isn't it?
Yeah, we have different ways of doing it. I think there is a South American style that comes really from one of the great teachers there, Abel Carlevaro. And many of his pupils, who are now 50 years old, many of them have continued his teachings. So he definitely gave a kind of Argentinian South American style.
Mm-hmm.
In Spain, many of the young players used to follow Andrés Segovia and some of the other teachers. But nowadays, everybody travels around and goes to masterclasses in different countries and festivals. All of us who are playing the concerts, we move around from country to country so easily now that no one country is kind of isolated the way perhaps it was 50, 40 years ago, you know. So I think for that reason, it's become a more homogenous style.
Well, speaking of Andre Segovia, he gave you compliments, I think, when he heard you play. He congratulated you on your musicality and your technique, and you laughed.
Yeah. So. Well, he was extremely kind, actually, because he was my idol when I was a child. You know, and when I eventually met him, he said, well, I'd like for you to come to my hotel, and I'd like for my wife to hear you play, etc.
Oh, my.
And which was really nice. So next time he was in London, I went there, and he listened to me for a long time and said many great things. It was really a big help.
Yes,
very inspiring. I never met his wife, though. I thought I was going to be playing for his wife.
Well, maybe he was afraid that you would charm her, so.
I don't know. He was so charming. I don't think he had that any worry there.
Charming and beloved as well. Now, you have this new album, Sonidos Latinos. Is that Latin sounds or Latin?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And are you concentrating on South America? Is that what you're doing?
Well, it's just that, let's see, I have another South American album that came out about 5 or 6 years ago. So it's just every now and again, it's nice to put together it with it in one style, a whole CD that doesn't change, jump around from one place to another. So I decided to make another one kind of with some Jorge Morera, with some Ponce, with Ayala, etc., and a little bit of Barrios. So really, that's the reason why it's all South American.
Well, actually, I think I'm going to be very boring by saying I adore the Estrellita. I mean, that is gorgeous, the way you play that. Manuel Ponce, that's his, right?
Mm-hmm.
It became so very, very popular as a violin piece because I think Yasha Heifetz played it.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. But it's so beautiful on the guitar, so very, very beautiful.
Yeah, there's a story about that piece because actually, in some ways, it's the piece that made Ponce famous, although in the classical music he was already well-known and very respected. But Estrellita was such a successful song, also because Heifetz played it, etc. But he didn't register it, so he never actually got anything for it.
Oh,
it's really sad, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's the same thing that happened to Claude Debussy. I think it had something to do with copyright. They didn't have it in France at the time, and he never got anything. I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah.
I guess that happened. But this, it sounds so very beautiful. I mean, and I've heard so many arrangements of it, but it is very beautiful on the guitar. So that one, and also the music of Jorge Morel, two of his numbers he dedicated to you. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I've known Jorge for many years, and he was a brilliant guitarist, great composer, and I saw him just recently, and I see he's an older gentleman now, and it's really sweet. He sent me some music and these pieces which he wrote for me. It was fabulous. And so these will be the first performances of them, really.
That's the, we'll be listening to them, the Recuerdos del Caribe. And the Mangore, what is a is it Mangore or?
Mangore.
Mangore.
Mangore was actually, it's a homage to Barrios. Agustin Barrios was this great guitarist.
Yes.
And he had this, his kind of nickname, or I'm not sure exactly what it is. He was a South American, Indian, Native American, and he used the name Mangore. As he used to dress up sometimes to play and dress up in kind of as if he'd come out of the Amazon jungle.
Oh, I see.
People do strange things to make a living.
Where was he from, though, actually? Barrios.
He was from Paraguay.
Paraguay, okay.
And although he played all over South America and Mexico, etc., and also went to Europe.
So tell us a little bit also about the popular songs of Mexico. Were they really are they popular songs?
Yeah, I think they're songs that people sing in the street. And the thing is, Ponce's arrangements of them are highly developed, but you can still hear exactly the melody, the way, just the way the song is, you know?
Are they folk tunes or are they just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're folk
tunes.
Absolutely,
folk tunes.
Now, also, what is it? Is it a choro? What is that?
Choro. Choro, or choro, they say.
Oh, choro.
You have to have the Brazilian accent. Also, the R, they do as a kind of choro.
Oh, choro, but,
I don't really know how to pronounce it. But the choros are a kind of, it's kind of a sad song. It's been used in many different forms. Villa Lobos used it.
Musical
form.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And this man, Armandinho, is his nickname. Armando Neves is the one that wrote the choro and the valsa. He was originally a soccer player in Rio de Janeiro, and later on developed his music when he finished his sports career. So I only received that music just before the recording because nobody knows him yet. Well, hopefully nowadays more and more people will find out.
Well, they don't know him as a musician. They must know him as a soccer player.
Yeah, well, he was a soccer player kind of probably in the 40s. So,
there are people still alive that know him.
Yeah, I think he died in the 70s, actually.
Really?
I can't remember exactly the date, yes.
That's so interesting. So he went from sports to music.
There you go.
That means you're going to go from music to sports, is that right?
I would love to, but I'm getting long in the tooth.
Long in the hair as well. You look very, very Spanish on the cover. Very, very Espanol. And really, really, it's wonderful to have this new release of yours, because when I first interviewed you, I was very taken with your work. You are a wonderful, wonderful guitarist. And
thanks.
The whole story about you and the love that your adopted country, I guess, has for you, you have had this wonderful list of honors. They named a street after you. Is that it at home in your hometown?
Well, you know, the town is a very small town, about 800 people, and
very small street as well.
The street is actually one of the longer streets in the whole town. It's a new street. It's the latest street that they added on to the edge of the town. And they had done the thing of adopting me as their, well, adopted son, I think, which was fabulous.
Year was that?
Must be about 6 or 7 years ago, I'm guessing about 6 or 7 years ago. And I mean, it was really amazing because the whole town came out to see. They couldn't fit everybody into the little town hall that they have. And so everybody was there. It was just amazing. And they got my old school teacher to give a speech, and he had half the town crying with emotion. Absolutely. Very, very emotional. Very moving. And then the next year, when they opened the street, they gave it that name. So, I mean, they said, well, hell, usually streets are named after dead people. So they will name it so I can enjoy it as well.
Yes. And now they also named an auditorium, a concert hall after you somewhere. Is that also in another town?
In the city of Vigo, where I live now. Vigo is quite a big city, about 500,000 people, on the northwest corner of Spain. My wife is from there. And the conservatory, they named their little concert hall after me, which is
amazing. It's just
a big honor.
Such a wonderful, wonderful, tribute. Can you explain for the audience where in Spain your town is?
Vigo is a city on the northwest corner of Spain. I live now. Galicia is the area. And many people may know the city of Santiago de Compostela, which is a pilgrimage city. If you go to that part of the north, top left corner of Spain, you have to visit Santiago. It's really, really, really beautiful. And the village where I lived when I was a child, and I still go back as often as possible, is on Menorca, which is one of the islands off Barcelona.
In the Mediterranean side. Okay.
So it's the other side of Spain, really. But still, I still go there as often as I can.
Well, Barcelona has been the hot spot recently. I don't know why. I think originally it began with the soccer, and then I think it's just become a very big tourist destination.
Well, I think, was it in 1992, they had the Olympics there.
Yes.
And that made Barcelona really had a new, it really fixed up the whole city.
Yes.
And then, of course, the soccer team is kind of the best in the world at the moment.
So, David, now you have come up out with this album. Will you be playing in the States at all? Have you any plans to do that?
Yeah. I played last weekend in New York. This weekend I'm playing in Washington. Then I'm going to Portland, then Seattle, and then Norfolk over the next couple of weeks.
So you're not going to come to Philadelphia?
No, the closest is Washington this
Washington
weekend.
Or New York, yeah. Actually, I see.
Yeah, but I already did New York, so...
You know, I think that when
next year.
I think when I spoke to you last, you were abroad, if I'm not mistaken.
It's quite possible, yes, that's right. Yes. I think we did it over the phone somewhere else, yes.
So you now, this is... How many albums have you released?
We were counting, I think, on Telarc, 15.
And
then there's another six or eight from before, maybe one, two, three, or five. I can think of five or six from before I started with Telarc. But really, since I started with Telarc, I've really made the CD just about every year.
Are you? Have you ever planned on doing some of the older, you know, classical Spanish music, maybe?
Oh yeah, I have quite a few of already with Spanish music, and each year I make proposals to Telarc, and we decide what's the best thing for the next year's programming. So I'm sure I'll be doing another Spanish one. The one that's going to come out next year I've already recorded, and it's going to be all Albéniz.
Oh my!
And so that's very Spanish. Don't get more Spanish.
It certainly is. Well, my goodness. Well, we look forward to it, and we look forward to all of your albums. I was, again, as I say, delighted to see that you did something new again, and it's a pleasure speaking with you. And I suppose by the time I speak to you again, they will have named a city after you.
I don't think so. No, that's enough with honors.
Never
it's
enough.
It's difficult to live up to that.
Well, you know, just keeps you going, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
A pleasure, David, and the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Too.